From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Qatarian Prime Minister fights to ensure the Caribbean gets its fair share of UN funds for HIV/AIDS treatments. Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister defends his claims of a plot to destabilize his countries. And a wave of strike action in Martinique threatens to bankrupt the island. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Caribbean has announced a bid to get a seat on the board of the Global AIDS Fund, set up during the UN special session on AIDS, which ended today. Prime Minister Denzel Douglas of St. Kitts and Nevis said the Caribbean deserved representation because it was the region's second hardest hit by AIDS. But some better-off countries in the region may face a potentially much bigger fight to get a share of the $9 billion that the fund hopes to raise. Dr. Douglas, who is the Caribbean's lead prime minister on health matters, said that he insisted in the special UN session that no Caribbean nation should face discrimination.
It was made absolutely clear in that session that not only those countries who are hardest hit, but also, it must be borne in mind that countries who have had statistic of high per capita income must not be excluded from this fund. A number of Caribbean countries will fall.